And so if you're passing food around, you might say,
pass the plate.
And then you might pass a big bowl of potatoes to somebody and say, help.
Help yourself.
And so you help.
Help myself.
Okay. And if they're passing food around and you didn't want any, you might say,
I don't care for any.
All right. And would you say the same thing to a close friend or a stranger there, or might it be different?
Well, you might say, thank you, I don't care for any.
Okay. And if you had a big roast on Sunday, and then you're going to have the same thing on Monday, you'd say, today we're having
leftovers.
All right. And if you put food in your mouth, you
take a bite.
And then
chew it.
All right. And this is made with cornmeal and boiled water.
Batter.
And then it's, well, something you used to have for breakfast. They give it to old people sometimes.
Soup.
A mush.
Mush.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. And out in the garden, you might grow all different kinds of
vegetables.
In a place, did you ever call that anything else?
No, I reckon not.
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned the word sass before for, you know, jokingly talking about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wondered if you ever heard of, it's called garden sass. That's an expression that...
I never heard that in this part of the country.
All right. But the place where you do the
gardening.
Yeah. And you grow it out in the...
Open.
Or in the garden.
Garden.
Yeah. And then the corn, when you take the...
grain is just hard enough to... soft enough to make good roasting ears. Roasting ears.
Well, roasting ears, I want to ask you about that in a minute. But what I was thinking of right here was the stuff that's made with coarsely ground corn.
Grits.
Yeah. And then the whole kernel would be called?
Grain.
Would you ever call it hominy or?
Yes, when it is. When we make hominy, we may call it that.
Okay. And this is a kind of grain that you boil in water and it gets kind of fluffy.
I read a new word of that the other day, S-A-M-P, called grits. I'd never heard of that.
Uh-huh. For samp, yeah. That's where we have that word down here. I don't know.
That word's never been used in this part of the country, no. But I was working a crossword puzzle and ran across it.
Yeah. That might be an Indian word. I'm not sure, but I would be just a guess. What about the this grain that this gets fluffy when you cook it?
Puffed up.
Yeah, it gets, well, what do you call that grain?
Swelled up, a hominy.
Yeah, well, this is something that, this is another grain. It's not corn. This is something else that you might have with chicken. Put gravy on it.
Rice.
Yeah. And now, some terms for cheap whiskey that... you've heard.
Splow.
All
right. Rot gut.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why they call it splow?
Because it's made on steel that wasn't copper.
But why would they call it splow?
Well, I don't know.
But that's what it means.
It's, yeah. And it's got other stuff put in it.
Uh-huh.
Mixture sort of splew out, they call it.
Oh, I see.
A mixture of stuff and not made on a copper steel and give it a explosive.
Explosive, I see. Mm-hmm. Did they ever use that word splow for anything else? I mean.
No, not that I know of.
Never talk about anything else being splowy or anything. And then. Just terms for homebrew stuff that might be good is.
I don't know.
Well, the term moonshine we talked about before.
Yeah.
But that is that a fairly common term?
Yes, in this country.
Okay. Would you pronounce that?
Moonshine.
Yeah.